Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we're watching episode 476, Power Rangers Ninja Storm, episode 18, The Samurai's Journey Part 3.
It aired June 7th, 2003, written by Mark Hoffmeyer, directed by Paul Grinda.
Paul Grinda.
If you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, we come back, we talk about it, you can follow along, got Netflix or the DVDs. And you should, because Ninja Storm, pretty good. The last couple episodes have been kind of booty. The last one was good, but like didn't deliver on what I think it, what I thought it was promising, instead of delivered on what it thought it was promising.
Yeah. And those wasn't a terrible episode, but wasn't a good one either, really. Yeah.
So I just, like, honestly, I'm just sick of multi-parters at this point. I just want them to go back to one-off episodes.
It's exhausting.
Those are almost always better.
Yeah, because they don't have to try to, like, stretch one episode or the story over multiple parts.
Four episodes and then forget that they're doing that and then just make a whole new story at the end? Return of Thunder?
Or just, yeah, the second half erases the stakes of the first half because they, like, forgot, I guess? I don't know.
I mean, that's kind of where the last one ended, so I guess we might be in for that again today. Anyway, we're going to go watch Samurai's Journey Part 3.
Ninja Storm Ranger Form!
And we're back, and we just watched Samurai's Journey Part 3, also known as a completely different episode that didn't need to be called Samurai's Journey Part 3.
Man, as cool as Ninja Storm has been, it's also exhausting.
It's when it's not fun, it's just a little too much.
Because this episode has, we've been kind of praising it for like towing that line of being like just goofy enough.
Yeah.
This episode's too goofy.
I don't know if it's too goofy.
I feel like a lot of the Lothor stuff is one step too far.
Yeah, that there are a couple things that I'm like, that there's also like a big Lothor question I have that we'll get to like right away. But yeah, I think some of that is a little too goofy. It also is just a little, there's a lot of unnecessary stuff. There's a subplot in this that lasts for literally 3 minutes. It could have been a whole episode, but instead is just stuck in the middle of this dumb episode that didn't need to happen. Anyway, heyjakeandjosh.com, that's the website. You can go there. You can listen to old episodes up through Lost Galaxy. You can also go to our classic feeds, which are updated through, and I'm just going to keep saying it, in space, at least. Look, man, what else are you doing?
Look, either you're a liar or you're not.
Well, I'm not the liar. You're the liar because you said if I could go on quarantine, I'd get it all done.
I don't think I was ever that.
It was recorded in audio amber, Josh.
I don't think I was that absolute.
You were.
Well, then I'm a liar and a peckerhead.
I
dug the Wii U out last night. Because I wanted to play Mario 64, and I was playing Mario 64. But then I remembered, like, they're starting to shut the Wii U eShop down in a lot of, like, places.
Okay.
So I was like, let me just look on there. And there's, like, a lot of good stuff. So I've spent, like, $50 in video games.
On Wii U video games?
Well, on Nintendo 64 and, like, Super Nintendo Virtual Console video games.
You're gonna feel like a dummy when those come to Switch next month.
I don't think so. They hate to like port Nintendo 64 stuff.
They really haven't yet.
Because for some reason, when they made it, they were like, they did something in the system that's like incredibly difficult to emulate.
That's weird.
So I don't know. I don't know why they did that.
They have the games though. I feel like they could just. It's not like Final Fantasy VIII where they just lost the game for a little while. They just like couldn't find it. Anyway, lilies.morphingrid@gmail.com. That's the email. We're on Twitter @MorphinGrid. We're on Towel Podcasts. We're on Google Play. We're on Podknife. We're on Pod Bay and Pod Baby and Pod Sucker. Podsucker.com.
Oh.
It is It sucks. It sounds wet and it sucks. It sucks there.
Podsucker.com. It sucks.
It sucks. I don't even know what they would do there. It's just a bad platform to get your podcasts on. But you can leave us a rating review in any of those places. It would really help the show. We would appreciate it. We're also on Patreon, patreon.com/AJakeandJosh. For as little as a dollar a month, you can get some cool stuff in return, like early episodes, bonus episodes. We didn't do one for April. April got away from us. Oopsie doodle. We'll try to get one done for May. We still got a lot of May left, which I think is much easier than when we had no April left. And then we were like, ah.
Yeah.
To call this one a wash. And this is a Friday episode. It's like a real Friday episode, but it's also like the third part of a three-parter. And I don't want to do anything. I just want to talk about this episode and get it over with. I just want to put this three-parter behind us.
Because this is it, right?
This is it. There's a couple two-parters, but this is the last three-parter.
Those are nothing. Those are normal.
Those are regular. Someone said that there's only like two more three-parters total for the rest of Power Rangers, which sounds delightful.
They figured it out. If you go more than two, everything falls apart.
Except for Thunder Strangers. Why did Thunder Strangers hit so hard? And then they're like, we could do that again. And then they tried and they started doing good. And they just pooped their pants. They just kept pooping all their pants all over the place.
Oh, all right. Well, let's go talk about this pant poop episode.
All right. We start off kind of where we ended, but like 3 seconds later with Cam basically like pushing all the Rangers. Like, we got to go back to Ninja Ops. You're all drained of energy. We got to go. He's like, I have no time to explain how I became Samurai Ranger. We need to go. So Dustin's like, you know what? Actually, I think I'm just going to wait for like a cab or like a bus or something. So I'll just be here because I'm extremely tired. And then Lothar shows up and starts shooting energy blasts all over the place. Dustin's like, you got it, Cam.
I was very confused because it'll be revealed in 1 second that he's like flying.
He's floating in midair. Yeah.
But when he shows up, we get like a close up of like just a little bit higher than like a bust shot.
Yeah.
And then Dustin looking up at him, I'm like, is Lothar a giant?
I thought Lothar was a giant. And then I thought like maybe he's on a high hill or something. Or no, he's just flying.
Yeah, he's just like floating around Chris Angel style.
Yep. Turns out when you become a dark ninja, you learn Chris Angel tricks. So Chris Angel is a dark ninja.
He's just a dark ninja. Yeah, he uses dark ninja magic and is banished from all ninja gatherings.
He has no name.
He can't play any ninja games.
His birth name was Daryl, but then he betrayed his ninja clan. And they were like, no, you must leave. He's like, I will take the name of an evil ninja from long ago, Chris Angel.
Chris Angel.
And I will go do tricks on A&E.
David Blaine, eat your heart out.
Eat it, David Blaine. David Blaine sucks. Chris Angel's stupid. David Blaine sucks. That guy's like, I'm going to stand on a high place. It's magic. And we're like, no, it's not.
There was a
time.
What
am I doing for a while? I don't know. That's still not magic, though.
There was a time when David Blaine had like a magic special every week, I think.
All the time. On like ABC.
Because I remember
like prime time.
He did the three like endurance challenges, which was like stand on a high thing, sit inside of ice, or sit underneath the water.
Yeah.
The only one I remember the name of was Vertigo, was when he stood on a pole for a long time.
He's just like, I'm gonna stand on a pole. I'm magic. And I'm like, anyone can do that, David.
And so yeah, you remember that scene from Ace Ventura 2 where the guy's standing on a pole? I'm going to do that in real life.
This is me. You better watch it on ABC for 5 hours, I think. I don't want to. I'd rather watch Chris Angel go walk across the surface of a pool.
But he also did just like David Blaine, just did like street magic. And there would be like an hour long David Blaine special like every week where he's just like walking down the road being like, hey, do you want to guess my card?
Yeah, just he'd walk up to someone with deck cards like, pick one. I'm David Blaine. And they'd be like, okay. And he's like, it's the nine. And they're like, uh-huh. And how'd you do that?
He'll be like,
I just know.
He always did this thing where he was like, pick a card, and then they put it back in, and he shuffles it, and he pulls one off the top. He's like, is this it? And they're like, no. And then he's like, is that it? And he points to like a window behind them, and it's like stuck to the right, window.
Mind explosion.
Anyway, what
at least
I'm
Chris
saying,
Angel ripped his arm off one time.
All I'm saying is, I hope David Blaine is a secret character in Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2.
We did it. That's us. We did that.
Yeah.
You're welcome, everybody. And if Hey Jake and Josh are not a playable combo Banjo-Kazooie player in the game, then I will know that Tony Hawk has it out for us.
That he listens to us, but won't admit it.
But won't admit it. And despite the fact that we have nothing but respect and love for Tony Hawk, he won't put us in the game. Maybe it's the big wigs over at EA. Maybe it's not Tony. Maybe Tony's like, you got to put Jake and Josh in the game. And Carl EA is like, no, Carl. I will never. Anyway, so there's a bunch of explosions and stuff going on in Power Rangers. So they run like around a corner. They're in like kind of a field, but the woods, but a river, but a marsh. It's like a lot of things going on. And they like run around a corner into like a river, and Mara and Capri are there. And so they start running down the river while there's a bunch of explosions going on, like real ones, like actually behind the actors running down the river. And then eventually like a bunch of Zackies just show up. And they're like, now we're gonna get him. And this is when we find out Lothar's just floating in midair. He's just like 30 feet above the ground, like, what up, dorks? And he's like, hey, nephew, well, how about this family reunion?
Now, here's a big, just like bold face, 72 point question mark that I have.
Okay, I might have the same one.
How does Lothar know this?
Well, I mean, how does he know that he's.
That Cam is his nephew.
Well, because he knows that his brother is.
But does he know that Cam is his son?
Yeah, I think that much he can figure out regular style. What I want to know is, how does he know that Cam now knows?
Maybe he didn't. Maybe he's like.
Maybe he tried to blow his mind with this, and Cam's like, oh, yeah, whatever. And he's like, oh, damn, how'd you find out?
That he remembered in the new past.
Oh, wait, you're the guy, you're Cam. Oh, beans. I should have done this 2 weeks ago when you didn't know. So then he's basically like, join me, because you're my nephew, so you should join me. I have a second question. Mara and Capri are his nieces. So do they have a secret third evil sibling, or are these like how my Aunt Barbara is my Aunt Barbara, even though she's not related to me? She's just my mom's friend.
Yeah, they're like adopted nieces.
Okay.
Like Lothar's best friend's children.
Who are Mara and Capri's parents?
Space people.
I would like to meet them.
We will never hear of them.
You're probably right.
Mara's half fly, so I mean, do with that information what you will.
And Capri's half snake.
Capri is a moblin. Maybe a bokoblin, but she's
a little snaky. If you look at her headgear, the tiara part is a little snaky.
The thing that gets me is that big headpiece has like pierced moblin ears.
Yeah, that is true. And snakes don't have ears.
They don't.
So I don't know. Maybe her dad was a moblin and her mom was a snake.
Well, hopefully we'll find out later on and they'll get some like animalities that they can transform into, and we'll see what they are.
That'd be radical.
And Mars is just going to be like a little fly.
She's buzz around. Someone else has a fly animality in this episode. We're going to get to that a little bit later. So Lothar's like, join me. And he's like, no, suck it. I hate you. And he's like, Cam, I'm going to kill you now. And then they get teleported out. They get teleported back to Ninja Ops. They land in a big pile and they're like, hey, we could get some warning next time. And Tori's like, yeah, so we could like at least work on our landing. And Seth is like, your appreciation is noted. And he's like, and Shane's like, oh, sorry, Sensei. If we had our powers, and we could definitely take him out.
Yeah, he's like, we could have killed Lothar if we weren't tired.
Right then and there. And he's like, yeah, maybe. So you should probably get your powers back. And if you turn around, there's that big jar from earlier. And now the jar has 5 Power Ranger energies sealed inside of it. So you need something more powerful than that to open it. And Dustin goes, well, about 6 Power Rangers. And Cam's like, oh, hell yeah, Dustin, thanks. I'm a Power Ranger now.
That's just crazy enough to work.
So they, like, put their hands in like they're going to do a Power Rangers, and then that pops the jar open, and it spits all their energies back into them. There's, like, a cloud thing that flies back into their chest. And they're like, I'm ready to go. I feel like I just drank 3 Sobe Life Waters. Let's do this.
Man, EA, or like Vicarious Visions or Vicious Visions or whatever the company is that's making this new Tony Hawk, really should hire us, because I've got some good ideas for secret characters, including the Sobe Lizard.
It's a Sobe Lizard. Sobe Life Water, the lizard.
And now David Blaine.
Well.
And...
David Blaine's only trick that he can do is go up to a high place, though, Josh.
No, he can make a card appear behind you.
How do you get the secret tapes by doing that?
He also probably does a real tricky version of Cup and Ball.
Which also happens in this episode.
No, not that one. The one where you hide a ball under a cup and you go, which one is it?
Oh, right.
Except he does it in Black Magic and it's the one that's in your butt or whatever.
Reach down, your butt is there. Whoa, this smells bad now. Thanks, David Blaine. What if David Blaine was in Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2, the remake, and you're like, I can't find that last secret tape. David Blaine just shows up and goes, is that your tape? And it's just like behind you on a wall.
His special character trait is that he has infinite balance when he does the like a stall on top of a vert, whatever those are called. Yeah, he just can stay there because he stands on high places really good.
Yeah. Can't manual for shit, though.
No.
He will always fall down for that. It's a different set of skills. They get their powers back, and Tori's like, hey, Cam, I just got like one quick question. What? What happened? What's going on here? He's like, oh, I went back in time. I got an amulet. It's cool. Don't worry about it. And then we cut up to space, and Lothor is like crying. He's like doing that like shoulder, like it's from behind him. And it looks like he's crying. His shoulders are like bouncing like he's trying to stop a cry. And Mara and Kapir are like, I've never seen him this upset. We should say something. And so they walk up and they tap on him. They're like, hey, sorry, you're upset about, I guess, Cam or whatever. And Lothar turns around and he's just shaking a protein shake.
Yeah.
And I think this is what you mean by too goofy.
This is too stupid.
Yeah. And he's like, no, my doctor, who is that, Lothar?
Space
is
doctor.
Is he on the ship? Is it Zergane? I do not think that man has a doctorate.
No, it's Mini Chubo.
It's Mini Chubo, right. He's like, my doctor told me to lose weight. So he drinks, he slugs some protein shake. Hey, quick note. Protein helps you put weight on and turn it into muscle, which is heavier than fat. So
maybe he's having a protein shake instead of a meal as a meal replacement.
But the point is that you get the calories and the nutrients you need from the shake instead of doing the meal.
He's not going to lose anyway, is what we're saying. It's a bad plan. It's a stupid joke, and they shouldn't have wrote it. They shouldn't have done it.
Then he does a gross burp.
And he burps for like 40 minutes, I think, because he's going to just...
And they're like, oh, that burp's nasty. Uncle Lee's like, yep.
And I was watching this, and I was like, is this better than a fart joke? And it's not. It's the same.
It's the same. It's just, one's in your, like an attic fart joke or a basement burp, I guess, is the difference between the two.
It's so, like, I know Ninja Storm is better than this.
Right, yeah, that's the problem, is, because, like, when you, like, and we talked about this a little bit during Time Force, we're like, it's kind of hard to talk about a good season, because, like, it's good, but then they were like, what if there's a whole episode where Trip sucks, and then at the end, we get close up on Lucas stepping in dog poop, we're like, ah, there it is, there's something we can do with this. And I think Ninja Storm was like, I think they're going to have it too easy for too long. What if we just make it just real stupid for a little bit? So we cut back to the Rangers, and they're talking about how, like, Lothar is Cam's uncle. And Cam's like, yeah, it's wild, huh? And he's like, Dad, why don't you tell me? He's like, don't matter.
Yeah.
He's like, you don't have an uncle. That guy died as far as I'm concerned.
But no, he didn't.
Well, he says, like, in the ninja way, when you are exiled, you cease to exist. So my brother is a memory.
But that's...
And it's like, I get that. But also, there was still a guy out there just, like, attacking people for a while.
You know, when Lothar comes and attacks the Earth, and the last thing you heard from your brother was, my name now is Lothar.
I am Lothar now, and I'll come back and attack Earth, especially right here.
I don't know. Maybe you should, like, mention that.
Just, like, Just, I don't know. Son, say something.
At least.
What I love most about this is Cam's like, yeah, I still feel like you should have told me. And then fucking Hunter's like, yeah, us too. Hunter, not the time. I mean, yeah, I think the Rangers should know that Lothar is related to Sensei, but I don't think you need to butt in to this right quick.
Hunter is weird. Not weird. Like, I think it's a good character trait for Hunter in that he thinks he's the leader of all of them.
But yes, he definitely thinks he's the reddest ranger.
But obviously, he's the only one that thinks that.
Yeah. I don't even think Blake thinks that he's the leader. So he's like, yeah, it doesn't matter because he's dead. Don't worry about it. Then a bunch of monsters start attacking. Remember how last time there was a dumb talent show? Well, they paid that off. You know what they could have done last time? Not said anything about the talent show and had Lothar this time go, you know what? I'm so mad. Send 5 monsters instead.
Yep. That talent show was nothing. Right? It was just a stupid... It's like they're trying to do Turbo, like the bad stuff from Turbo again.
Yeah, it's not even like... I don't even know if it's like bad stuff from Turbo so much as is like they're trying to get some like really goofy stuff like from Mighty Morphin. But the problem is the really goofy stuff from Mighty Morphin from the monster side, like when they were, you know, in their base, all came from Sentai footage. So they had to like work around that. Yeah. Right? They had to like figure out what this could mean for us. Now they're just inventing a stupid thing and then be like, now it's your problem. Like, I don't want it. Thank you, but no. A bunch of monsters go down. They're like, all right, you go, Cam. You stay here and monitor the situation just in case it gets any worse. This seems stupid, but okay. Because he's just going to leave again in 1 second.
Yeah. And they kind of make it seem like, well, you're a Power Ranger now, and that's great, but we still need you here to do all the like tech support stuff.
Yeah, you still need to be like the strategery guy.
Yeah, but also like he's just gonna leave later, like
in like a minute. The Rangers all leave, and he's like, "I saw a mom, and she was like beautiful and super kind and smart and brave and kicked ass, and she was dope as hell, just like you always said, Dad." And he's like, "Yeah, right. She ruled, huh?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I kind of wish she was here instead of Hamster sometimes, but you know, nothing we can do about that." So we cut back to Lothar, and he's like, all right, now that all the other Rangers are... Because he's mostly mad at Cam for becoming a Samurai Ranger and then being his nephew and not joining him. So he's like, we're going to get that little green puke. So I want to send the baddest monster now. And they're like, all right, here he is. And it's the Bug Boy. It's Bug Boy from Talent Show.
With his big proboscis.
His proboscis. And they're like, yeah, Bug Boy, he's the meanest one. And Lothar's like, no, I said the baddest one, like the most menacing. And they're like, yeah, he's a big bug. What's more menacing than that?
And they say like he's gonna drain the green guy or whatever. Like he's gonna drain his powers real good.
Gonna suck all his powers and blood out.
This mosquito monster really sucks.
He really sucks. He's gonna suck him dry.
Nobody's better at sucking than this guy. Mosquito
he's
Mike.
Like, yeah. He still has the winter sash from the Mosquito Mike. He still has the winter sash from the talent show, and he's like, yeah, I'm going to go down there. And Lothar's like, you're not going to wear that, right? And he's like, I mean, not anymore. He's like, I have a reputation to maintain. Yeah, it would be really bad if this was the thing that went down there. This would really ruin the reputation, you big burp monster.
Well, that was in the privacy of his own spaceship.
You're right.
He didn't burp. He didn't have like a burping fit in front of the Power Rangers and just really embarrass himself.
I think that could be handled if they came face to face with a big bad and the big bad just like did a burp. He's like, hold on, I'm sorry, and just like kept burping for like 3 minutes. I think that would probably wrap back around to being extremely funny.
Depends on the guy, I guess.
It depends. Yeah. So it'd be funnier if it was like a lady villain. Because pretty ladies doing ugly things is something I'm into, and I think that would be very fun.
Well, when that happens in whatever's after Ninja Steel, Power Rangers Zodiac Storm, or whatever.
I mean, Beast Morpher was after.
I meant whatever's after Beast Morphers.
I think they're doing the Dino Knights
Oh, yeah, we need another dinosaur season. It's been one or two. It's been two seasons.
It's been two seasons. Well, so what happened, from what I understand, is that in Japan, the toy sales for Dino Charge were, like, a lot better than they had been in a while. And then they went to Ninja Steel, or they went to whatever was after that. I think it was Zhuhuzher, the Minecraft animals one.
Oh, yeah.
And then they went down, and they just kept going down, and they're like, what if we do dinosaurs again? And so they did dinosaurs again, and I think that brought it back up. I'm not sure. I want Lupin Ranger versus Patch Ranger, but I want them to do it good. I would like Power Rangers to do it very well this time, the 3-on-3.
Yeah.
I think that could be very cool. Anyway, Bug Boy goes down. He shows up, and then Sensei sees him on the viewing screen. He's like, Cam, you gotta go. He's like, okay. It's been 2 minutes, but okay.
Well, Cam sees him and is like, oh, I'm gonna beat that guy up. And Sensei's like,
Oh yeah. He's like, that was mine.
Yeah. Sensei's like, go get him.
And he goes down there, and like 1 second later, he gets grabbed by a bunch of Zackies and thrown on the ground, and then gets his blood sucked.
When he first lands, Skeeter from Doug is like, he's little. He's like little, like a mosquito size, and he like pesters him for a minute.
Nothing in the world is more annoying than a mosquito that is flying around your ear that you can't get.
And also, Mara and Capri are on newscast duty.
Oh yeah, there's a thing where she's like, we want to go down too, and he's like, no, and they're like, fine, I guess we'll just stay here, and they start bopping stuff around on his desk. And he's like, fine, go down there and like just report what's going on.
Yeah, what I think Mara is like, report the news, huh?
And they're like, oh, okay,
you got it,
pal.
So Capri's like the anchor. She's on TV somehow with a whole set, with a whole news set.
Yeah, she has, like, Capri's in, like a newsroom in, like, a 1970s version of her hair, like, a wig of pink hair and, like, a like big shoulder pad. Maybe it's, like, 1980s. She's, like, a 1980s newscaster, and she's like, welcome to the Lothor News Network, blah, 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 whatever she says. And she's like, over to Capri down on the street. Capri.
Mara.
And she gives her, like, a last name, like Bite a Bug or something like that. I don't remember.
It's like, yeah, it's like Mara Bug Buzz Fly Girl or something.
Buzz and Meyer. And then like Mara, and Mara's like cleaning lipstick off her teeth, and then like the camera goes up. She's like, so the Bug Boy is gonna suck Cam dry now. Is he gonna suck him to death?
She also says when the Zackies show up and like get him down, she calls them something like a group of basic black Zackies or something.
Basic black Zackies. Are there gonna be different?
These are the only Zackies we've ever seen.
Yeah. Is there like a different echelon of Zacky later? I don't think so.
I kind of hope so, though, now.
Yeah. Unless you're just trying to make an alliteration. You know how newscasters are always alliterating?
I mean, this is basically like a real newscast.
This seems just like news to me. I mean, honestly, at this point in time, might as well be, right? So then Cam, he bites Cam and sucks some of Cam blood or power or something. But what he actually does is inject Cam.
Yeah.
Which is the opposite of what he said he was going to do and what mosquitoes do. So, I mean,
maybe there's like a transfer. You know how like a mosquito sucks your blood but also gives you a deadly disease?
Right. Yeah, how it can it can also spread like malaria and
so
whatever.
Maybe he
yeah.
sucked his energy and also gave him the fly.
The fly. The movie The Fly. He gave him Jeff Goldblumism. So he dropped his sword when he came in because he got jumped by Zackies and dropped his sword immediately. So he like knocks them off. He grabs his sword, starts fighting everybody. We cut to everybody else. They're all fighting different monsters. There's an octopus guy. There's a big weasel. They call him Mustache Man.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know what the hell this guy is. He looks like just a bunch of shapes stacked up on top of itself.
Yeah.
And then there's two more just doing stuff.
They're just fighting Power Rangers. It's just like one-on-one fights.
Yeah.
That we only see for like 2 seconds at a time. Like we don't get anything out of them. They're just like keeping the other Rangers busy so Cam can have a spotlight episode.
Yeah. It's a little weird. Because at some point we cut to... Dustin, who like splits into two, he gets like attacked and he like does the thing where his clothes drop and then he jumps up behind him, but there's two of him. One of them has his big hammer and the other one's just got the sword. And there's double teaming this one guy. I think it's the Weasel, but I'm not sure. And he like hammers him in the face and then like he blows up and everyone does like a finishing move on all the other monsters. They blow up and they just come back together. Why?
I don't know.
How and why did this happen?
Because I feel like they say something like, hey, I killed him, but he came back.
Yeah, and he's then, like, he exploded, but then he unexploded. They're like, well, let's get out of there. Because like, then Sensei's like, come back to Ninja Ops. And they're like, okay. And so then they leave. I don't know why they could unexplode. It seems like a thing you would have given all of your monsters from the start, you know?
Yeah, a nice failsafe to if they die, they don't.
They stop doing that.
They undie.
They undie. I undie you.
It's not how that works.
So Sensei calls him back. We cut to Lothar, who's like, all right, you know what? I'm so mad at these Power Rangers. I'm just going to grow all these monsters right now. He's got his weird bug phone out, and he hits the button, and it says, like, out of data or out of minutes or something. He's like, why can't I grow all the monsters? It's what does this mean?
It's out of memory. Because then Zergain tells him he did not spend the money for the bonus memory package, and so he only has enough basic memory to upgrade one monster at a time.
Lothar's like, I'm gonna rule the world soon and I can only do one monster at a time. And he's like, I don't have to tell you, man, it's phone plans.
He's gonna rule the world, but he's still under like a cell phone contract.
He's still rules the world then, huh? I think who really rules the world then is banks, if you think about it.
Which is funny because if everyone just took their money back, banks have nothing.
Banks have nothing.
They're just buildings that hold other people's money. They just spend everyone else's money.
Yeah. Y'all, I hate banks. Almost as much as I hate student loan providers, who are, I think, basically just criminals. So Lothar's like, fine, just grow the one. So we cut back to the Rangers, and it's on all the Power Rangers except for Cam, and they're like, what's up, Cam? And we cut to him, and his fingers are furry, and he's got bug bites all over him. He's like, I don't know. This really sucks. And since he's like, we're going to figure that out. You need to go back, because now Weasel's big, so you got to go fight that in Zord. And they're like, okay, be good, Cam. Try to stop being a fly soon. He's like, I don't know. Okay, I'll do what I can. So they get their Zords. The Thunders go to the beach to fight the octopus because they are not in the Zord fight. So they got to do something else.
Because Sensei is like, hey, you guys make the Megazord and go fight the giant monster. And the Thunder Rangers, you can handle the rest of them, right? And Hunter's like, oh, hell yeah.
Cha. I think we can handle some monsters by ourselves. He's like, all right, good. Go do that. So they get in there in the Zords. They get in the Megazord. They do the cup and ball. They do the turtle mace and the ram hammer. And they do the cup and ball bounce and they kill it. We come back to Cam for 1 second, and they're like, Cam, we need a cup and ball. He's like, I'm sending you a cup and ball. And he's got, like, his hair's blown back, and it's like a profile shot, and it's very strange, and he's all sweaty. He's
sweaty and, like, twitchy, like a bug.
He's twitchy, but he also maybe wants to throw up.
Well, yeah, you saw that scene in The Fly.
I did, look, and I hated
there's
it.
There's only one thing about people remember about The Fly, and that's when Jeff Goldblum throws up in his own hand and says, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
That's the whole movie.
I mean, the whole movie is, that's disgusting. I mean, I think it does gross the best, but it's also really gross. So that's happening, and then they do Cuff and Ball, they kill Weasel, and we cut to Zergain, who's wearing the winner's sash. He's like, ha, 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 I have the winner's sash. And Lothar's like, hey, just grow another. Just quit fucking around. Just make another monster big, Zergain. He's like, all right. Boop. So they grow one. They're like, we come back to Cam, and Cam's like, Mustache Man's back. And I'm like, okay, when did we hear about this guy? I barely remember seeing him in the fight, but sure, he's back now. So they got to fight him. Then we cut back to Ninja Ops, and Cam is still the flying Thunder Rangers kill Octopus, And then Cam's like walking around twitchy and gross.
He's got little, and he's like, got little wingies now.
He's got wingies now, and he's like, I can't believe on my first day of Power Ranger, I got turned into the fly. I'm doing the fly.
And then his dad is like, yeah, but you'll be fine.
He says something that amounts to, suck it up.
Yeah, he's like, this isn't going to be your last or worst, probably, Power Rangers mission.
And Cam's like, cool, so what do I have to do? And he's like, I think you need to go get Bug to suck out the Bug DNA from you. You've been poisoned with a toxin that it gives that turns you Bug.
Yeah.
And you need to get Sucker to suck that out.
The only thing that can suck that out is this dumb monster that put it in.
And Cam's like, okay, I guess I'm going to go do that now.
I thought there was going to be this, because he's like, so I have to convince this monster to undo what he did to me. Right? So I thought there was going to be this drama if he goes down there and he's like, hey, get this stuff out of me. And the monster's like, no, I'm not going to do that. And he has to like try to trick him or convince him or do something. But instead, he just beats the tar out of him.
He just beats the piss out of him, and then he grabs his nose and is like, get it out of me now.
Because is it during this or after this that he goes into like super samurai mode?
It's right before he goes into he like gets the stuff sucked out. He morphs and we see his thing. His morph call is Samurai Storm Ranger form, which on the one hand I want to be like, well, that's stupid, but then on the other hand, Ninja Storm is also not a thing, so it might as well also be a Samurai Storm, right? I don't like his morpher.
It's like a big version of the amulet.
It's just a big ball.
Yeah.
That's clunky.
It's a little clunky. I like that it's like the amulet and it like grows into a morpher. Like, I like the idea behind it, but I don't really know how it works.
But like, what do you do with it when you're not holding it to morph with?
It shrinks down and it's the amulet.
But it's not on him anymore. Like the Samurai Ranger doesn't have the amulet on.
No,
like, I know
it's his,
Cam
it's
does.
His morpher.
But he has it, so it doesn't turn into his suit.
Right, it's not like just, on his belt or anything.
Yeah, it's not like a belt or a watch where you just like you can have them there and like, I don't know. I think it looks weird. It's clunky and I don't like it.
Yeah, it is weird. It's just like one of those weird Nerf balls that like is a bunch of like strips of ball, so you can like squish it flat, and then it's like it's like a frisbee or a ball.
Yeah, it's like that, but also a Magic 8 Ball. Because it doesn't really do anything, but there's like a little screen on it that's like, try again later. So he goes down, he starts beating up the Bug, but then he goes into like super mode. I forget what he called it, but he takes off his vest and it hits the ground
and
crushes the ground.
He calls it Super Samurai mode, which is just like, he's basically predicting a season, a future season of Power Rangers just as himself. But yeah, he takes his vest off and his helmet like spins around.
Yeah.
But when his vest hits the ground, it like smashes it. Like he's like, it's a weighted vest. And he's like, well, this is his like, I'm not really left-handed. Like.
Yeah. This is exactly what happened in Naruto.
Yeah.
When Rock Lee fought Gaara, they're like, you're never going to be fast enough to beat him. And then he took his little leg weights off and they like collapsed the ground. And he's like, oh, it turns out I always have 9,000 pounds on my legs to slow me down. And that's how I train. Now they don't have that. You're going down, Gaara. And spoilers, I think Gaara still won that one, but I think it was close. But Gaara had like he's got like a demon in it. It's a whole thing.
Right.
So. Everyone obviously knows this.
Of course. This is taught in schools, I think.
Yeah, I think so. So then he beats the shit out of him, and then he grabs him by the nose and stabs himself with Bug Boy's sucker, and he's like, suck the poison out. And then Bug Boy's like, I don't want to, but I am. Oh, no. And then he falls down, and he twitches like when you hit a bug. And it twitches a little bit before it dies.
Yeah, I'm looking.
And then he looks up at the sky and is like, hey, Lothar, suck it.
I'm looking at the Green Ranger's morpher. It's not as big as I thought. It's just like, it's just palm sized, but still.
It's like a tennis ball.
It doesn't look like it goes anywhere. It just like morphs him.
And yeah, and then he just like throws it away. And when he needs, he calls it back to him. It's just so different than the other morphers. That, like, I don't.
Because the other ones are like wrist spinners.
Yeah, and like the Thunder one, it's like a wrist thing. It doesn't spin, but it has like a thing that like opens it. So like it's a wrist thing. It could just be a ninja star on a morpher. And that would be pretty dope.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like this is a failing of the footage, but still.
Yeah, still.
Like what?
It's in Power Rangers.
Yeah, what were they thinking? You know?
Exactly. I don't know. Lothar's like, or Zergan's like, I have secured enough energy to grow one more monster. He's like, all right, make it count. So they grow Bug Boy. And then, so Bug Boy's big, and it jumps onto the Megazord, which killed the other one. I don't even remember when it did that.
It just like hit him with some other, probably cup and balled him again. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Just to kill him.
It was nothing. They grew two monsters and the Power Rangers immediately just killed them. Like it was.
Yeah.
This whole five monster plot is unnecessary from like talent show to now. Like none of it mattered.
It especially sucks because they're like, we're going to get five monsters. And then they in the episode go, well, we can only grow one at a time. So it's not really five monsters at their full potential. They're just kind of annoying. It's like, well, then why did you, I don't know, do it at all?
Yeah, also, like, four of them really suck and get beat up by one Power Ranger each.
They get beat up by one Power Ranger each. The Thunders take care of three by themselves. It's just, they, like, and two of them are at the same time because they go to the library to fight two more. Yeah. And they just kill, it's two on two, and they just kill the other two. Like, it's, why? Why have this if they're just going to get their asses beat?
I don't know. It's really bad.
Why is this part three?
I'm really excited to get back to the single parters because that's where they really hit their stride, I think.
I think so, too.
And
so
now, now they don't have any new like Rangers or anything to introduce. Like everyone's here. So I really hope that like it's just Power Rangers after this because this stuff is bad.
Yeah, I don't like it, which, and again, it sucks so much because they nailed it with the Thunder Strangers.
Yeah.
They did it so well. And I was so amped. And then the rest of them just pooped pants all over the place. They pooped their pants. They left it on the ground. And I had to walk by and go, wait, is that just a pair of pooped pants on the ground? And it is. And I hate
it. I also
it.
Want to point out that I do think all of the Rangers this season are decent enough actors. I don't think there's like a noticeably bad one among the group.
Yeah, I mean, Hunter was like not great when he started, but he evened out once he saw, had to st- once he could stop being like
yeah, once he had to stop being Shadow the Hedgehog, and now he's more just yeah, Knuckles.
Yeah, once he that you know the difference between Hunter being good and Hunter being bad is when he went from Knuckles to from Shadow to Knuckles.
But Cam is a pretty good actor.
Yeah.
He is not a good voiceover actor.
It's, I don't think it's bad, but I do think he's like, it seems like he's doing a bit more than just like being Cam. It seems like it's a different character.
It does, because he's doing like quips and stuff, but that's not really Cam's character.
Yeah. I mean, it's the same thing with like all the Rangers. Like they, once they morph, they become like Spider-Man quip monsters, right? Like they're just like,
yeah,
quip, quip, quip.
But they all kind of seem like that normally too.
Yeah. And even like Hunter's is always just like, gotcha, or like something dumb but strong, right?
Piss.
He's like, aha, you dumb bastard. And then he hits him with a motorcycle or something, right?
He shoots him with a real gun.
And then Cam's like comes out being Spider-Man, and we're like, hold on, wait a minute, this seems weird. I just want to fit in. I just want to do quips like you guys. So he's like, I'm sending you something right now, and he on his like sword he has like a remote, and he's like, all right, and he sends them a hammer.
This is the I think the best case scenario for how you make his weird microphone hilt work.
I think so,
for Cam's character. Like, he's still the tech guy. He just like, he modified his samurai saber so he could send computer files to the Megazord from
it. So he could email them weapons from his sword. But so he sends him the hammer, which they already had out with cup and ball. They had it as cup and ball, and they're like, we beat one guy, and then they put it away so they could do a second one. I don't even know. I think they just got the serpent sword. I genuinely do not remember.
I don't know.
But then they put it away, and I guess he had to send it again, but this is just a hammer? And they're like, well, a hammer didn't work on first guy. We need to do cup and ball. Oh, second guy got lion laser. They pulled out the lion, and they, like, did the Gatling laser thing.
Yeah. So there's definitely a power creep for these.
Oh, for sure.
Because the cup and ball is fine. The serpent saber was just like a regular like Megazord kill shot.
Yeah.
Cup and ball is maybe like an upgrade from that. And then you have the lion laser, which is like a Gatling gun, which shoots a million bullets into them and they die.
Uh-huh.
And there's a new one in this episode that trumps that, I think. That is just like...
I mean, it's right now. We can just talk about it.
Yeah, so Cam's going to fly in on his Condor copter or whatever that is.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
He tells Tori to leave.
He's like, Tori, I'm going to be the arm now.
Tori's like, yeah.
You go be a dolphin somewhere, Tori. No girls allowed.
Tori's like, yeah, okay. She leaves, so he gets on the arm, and his two copper... chopper blades make like the hand part, and so he Mega Man blasts the monster, but the blast, he hyper beams him.
Yeah, so there's this comic from I think it's from Brawl in the Family, where it's Gyarados using hyper beam on a Pidgey, and it just like it's Gyarados summoning up hyper beam and blasting, and it like keeps zooming out, shows huge destruction. And then Pidgey falls over and says, Pidgey fainted. And it's the same amount of buildup. Because, so, Condor Copter is a Megazord by itself. So when it's an arm, the hands where, like, the two, like, blades are, like you said, or the, like, I guess the propulsion things, they're all the way down at, like, the Megazord's calf.
Yeah.
So it's like a huge arm. It has a giant ninja star for like the top blade. That starts spinning. The lion starts spinning. And that funnels in a Kamehameha. It's enormous.
Yes.
And then it kills him. It kills Bug Boy. A lot of fuss to kill Bug Boy.
It is the Samurai Star Chopper. Is what it is called.
Sure.
Man, when all six of these Zords come together and make like the super finished Megazord, like what possibly can they do from here? Because this blast disintegrates Mosquito Mike into nothing. Just like erases he's gone.
It's gonna be like that. Do you remember that one episode of SmackDown where the Shield was just like went on a rampage and started beating up everybody?
Yeah.
And they got to like Heath's, they got to like three-man band, and it's in the front, it's just Dean Ambrose staring at Heath Slater while Seth Rollins and Roman Reigns absolutely annihilate Jinder Mahal and Drew McIntyre behind them. It's gonna be, everything's gonna be like that if they just pull it out, right? But yeah, so they blowed him up, and he's dead now. So we cut back, I think we go to commercial, we come back, Cam comes into Ninja Ops, and he's like, hey guys, I figured out how to connect my sword to the ninja ops so I can do my, like, the strategy stuff while in the field so I can still fill that role. So that'll be fine. And everyone's just like, four of them are there. Shane is not. Well, he is, but he's not in this lineup. And they're all, like, looking at him and, like, giggling a little bit. And he's like,
they all have that, like,
we did something. That,
like, you like Krabby Patties, don't you, Squidward face?
Don't you? But they're all like giggling at him. He's like, what happened? Why are you laughing? And they didn't, it's such a weirdly presented thing because they just kind of split, and then Shane turns around, and I thought it was gonna be like, haha, I'm in the chair, get it?
He like, turns around in like a welcome to my lair, Mr. Bond.
It's extremely Bond villainy, but it's also like, now I'm the tech guy because you're the guy, because now that you're a Power Ranger, I'm gonna do your dumb job. Ha ha ha. But there's no joke, there's no payoff. He just has a gift for him. I don't know why they were giggling at him.
I think it's kind of like because they know how excited he's gonna be to get like a ninja suit.
Right,
so they're like,
right,
oh,
okay.
He's going to be so, he's probably going to pee a little. He's going to be so happy.
He's going to pee all his pee pants and match all the poop pants that are all around here.
So he gets his green leathers.
Yeah, they give him a ninja suit and it's green. It's got the samurai star on it. And they're like, you got to gear up. You got to have the right outfit if you want to be ninja ops now.
You know what he should say instead of Samurai Storm, which sucks? since it's like all star stuff, it should be Star Storm.
Star Storm would be very good. Well, it's Samurai Storm, so.
Yeah. Well, we also didn't get the Ranger Changer, so I don't know. I don't know what I expected.
Just a bunch of balls dropped all over the place in Power Rangers. So they all, they're like, yeah. He's like, ooh, I'm so happy. And Dad's like, I am proud. And then that's the end of the episode.
Dad, proud of son.
Dad, proud of son. Did good, Cam. Am proud now. Mm-hmm. Just like Mom. End of episode. So, Josh, you started.
It does end on, like, the photo of the family photo.
Yeah, yeah.
So I guess that's a wrap on Miko, which sucks.
That sucks. I just want her to show up like a lot. Cause like Sam wasn't either, but Cam definitely wasn't trained as a samurai.
No.
Right? Cause his mom,
she should come back when he was little. Ghost and train him like the ghost of Link in Twilight Princess.
Yes. God, you talked about the Wii U earlier. I've been trying to get my hands on a Wii U so I can play Twilight Princess HD. Because I really want to. Maybe someday. I'll just eBay it. It's there like $9 now. It
can't be that expensive.
Nobody liked them, but there was a billion that no one bought. So they can't be very expensive. I'll see if we have any in the back room at Target. But yeah, so you started. I get to pick the best. The best is...
It's a tough one, right?
It is. This episode was kind of booty. What was the best?
Mara's newscaster hair.
I know, I didn't like that. It was clearly a wig, but it looked like a Mars Attacks wig because of the way it came from the center and like split around it.
It's weird because they weirdly try to keep her, the vague like shape the same, except if they don't.
Yeah, unless they don't want to, and then nothing. Okay, here's my best. The best is when they're like, you're going to need something stronger than 5 Power Rangers to open the jar. And Dustin's like, what about 6 Power Rangers?
Yeah, I agree.
That's the best.
Yeah, I think it has to be.
Second thing that happened in the episode didn't get any better than that. The worst is... I don't know. There's all the pooped pants everywhere.
All the pooped pants. All the Lothar jokes did not land.
Yeah,
for me.
I think Lothar being too goofy.
Yeah, the protein shake, the lack of cell phone data to grow all his monsters. Like, it's just too much.
Because when he wasn't doing jokes, he was fine. Like when he's floating in midair, blasting them with lasers, like that's cool. When like Zurgane's just putzing around, he's like, just make the monster grow, all right?
Because now
like, that's cool.
It's past the point of him being arrogant and to the point of him being stupid.
Yeah. I'm also gonna say Lothar's dumb jokes. Or I guess too goofy. The too goofy Lothar.
Yeah.
Not a fan.
Let's bring it back to like episode 5. Let's go back to those times.
I think he could do these same like goofy bits again, but like not in this episode. Like it just doesn't work. MVP is... Oh, so real quick before I do the MVP, we forgot to mention that at the end, Capri comes in. He's like, "Well, Uncle, how do you feel about being completely humiliated and destroyed?" And he like banishes her into a TV. He, like, traps her in the TV.
Yeah.
So that's another thing that happened. MVP is... Tori?
No, she didn't do anything. She left. She left when she was told so the man could take over.
That did suck, you're right. But she was also like, hey, what the hell about samurai powers? How'd that happen?
Yeah, and then Cam was like, I can't tell you right now. So, I don't know. I don't think it's Tori.
I want MVP Tori because I like Tori. Nobody did anything in this. Blake didn't say a word. Blake did not have a line.
He did do a spinneroonie at one time, though, when everyone got knocked down.
He did.
So my MVP is Blake.
I'm going to give it to Shane.
I'm going to say Blake because he did a spinneroonie, and also by not doing anything, he did not do anything bad.
He didn't
bad.
Do anything bad, yeah. I'm going to give it to Shane, who I think generally was pretty good at this episode. And he also like had the gift of green leathers for him. What a rough MVP section we had this time.
It sucks because, like, it should be Cam. He was 90% of the episode, but he was also like a fly trying not to barf for half of it.
So. It's like 3 minutes. It's this weird subplot. It could have been a whole episode, but they're like, we got to make your debut episode the one where you're the fly trying not to throw up and eat it. And that is terrible. All right, let's rank this sucker. Samurai's Journey Part 1 and 2 are sitting pretty in the middle at 7 and 8. I think this definitively drops them.
I think so, because I'm thinking, because the last episode was not necessarily bad, but frustrating in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
I don't even remember how this started. I don't remember what the first part of this was.
The Madtropolis.
Right.
You put them in a jar, put powers in a jar, and like that was basically the whole episode.
I feel like this goes under Return of Thunder, the four-parter. Because half of that is pretty good.
Yeah, for sure. I kind of I want to put this
is pretty bad.
I want to put this under Boxing Bopperoo, an episode that genuinely sucked.
Do it.
Cuz like as much as I love the past stuff, you know, maybe right above Boxing Bopperoo because Miko was in it and she deserves better.
That's fair.
All right. So coming in at number 10, The Samurai's Journey three-parter.
All right. These are done now. We have some two-parters, but I feel like they can handle two-parters.
Yeah, that's nothing. A three-parter is just like, we had too much episode for one episode.
Right. But also, that we didn't quite have enough for three, so we had to do a stupid five-monster plot.
God. Because they also didn't have enough they didn't have enough episodes for three episodes this time. Or in the last four-parter.
Yeah, it's rough.
The problem with good seasons of Power Rangers is that I expect so much of them. Like, if this crap would have happened in Wild Force, I'd be like, whatever, put it at number 9. Who cares?
He turned into a fly, and that was funny.
It's like, at least Dane did something this episode. But, like, when the episodes are good and I like all the characters, I'm like, I want better for you. This must be how kids who did well in school felt when they didn't do so well on a thing. Because I did garbage my whole time in high school and no one expected shit out of me. So, like.
I did pretty good until high school. Like, there's this period.
A sharp line.
It's called eighth grade. Let's call it eighth grade. That I just, like, went from, yeah, I can try and do work to actually F all of this.
I think mine was similar. I think in ninth grade was when I was like, what if I don't do any homework for the next 4 years? Let's just run that experiment.
Eighth grade was the like transition from honor roll to no.
Yeah.
Then after that, high school was like, I'm going to do the minimum because it's just a diploma. They don't check anything else.
Yeah. Yeah. C's get degrees. All right. Let me see what the next episode is. Oh, I scrolled down too far. Ah, beans. Ah, shoot. Ah, heck. Ah, dang it. Okay. Next episode is called...
Oh, no. Next episode... Do I need to look it up? Are you going to be able to tell
you
me?
You might. I don't know why it's so funny. It's called Scent of a Ranger.
Why... Why is Power Rangers so horny these last couple seasons?
I don't know.
Because also, I do want to say that when Mosquito Mike was sucking the life out of Cam, it was a little horny.
He was like,
Yeah, he was like, oh, I love when I suck the Power Ranger.
I have to bleep that. I definitely have to bleep that. I think I talked about this in the episode that Christina was on, but I've been watching a lot of old X-Play, and like half of them just have all the commercials included, and there's so many horny commercials from 2003 to 5.
It's just a horny time.
And so I'm worried that the next episode is just going to be a 20-minute long Axe body spray commercial about Power Rangers.
I cannot
maybe
wait.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, I can't wait to find out which Power Ranger smells the worst or best.
Because at least in the next episode, if they're like, oh, everyone's real horny about Shane because he used alien body spray and now everyone wants to get up on him, At least it's not a three-parter.
We only have to deal with it for one episode.
For one episode. We can do that all day. All right. Thank you for listening, everybody. We will see you on Monday for Scent of a Ranger. But until then,
may the power protect you.
Fine. I'm going to go on YouTube and find out how I say this word. I watched the first Scorpion King yesterday.
Yeah.
It rules, in case you were wondering.
Nice.